This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's geothermal energy potential is big, but so far development has been slow. A bill aiming to heat up the industry is now advancing at the Colorado State House. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
Geothermal is a carbon-free renewable energy that taps into natural underground heat. It can be used directly to heat and cool buildings or at higher temperatures to generate electricity. A new bill at the State House seeks to cut legal red tape for towns looking to build geothermal heating and cooling networks, and it would also nudge utilities to start planning geothermal electricity projects and make information about underground heat reserves publicly available. Democratic Senator Matt Ball is a sponsor.
We think is a really innovative and exciting place for Colorado to invest in to achieve all of our emissions goals in the next several years.
Geothermal developers, engineers, municipalities, labor groups, and utilities back the bill. It's not facing any opposition, but the fossil fuel industry is seeking changes. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Meanwhile, Colorado's lawmakers are getting a 6% raise next year. CPR's Ben DeBerkland has that.
The increase came about because of a 2024 bill. It created an independent commission to examine and set salaries for elected officials. The commission said Colorado lawmakers and statewide officials were underpaid compared to similar states and factoring in the cost of labor. The report recommends big increases for some offices. The next attorney general will see a 45% pay increase. The next governor would get an 11% boost. The raises automatically go into effect January 1st, unless the legislature changes that. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
This is CPR News in KRCC.